And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy of Vernon, offering 5-star rated personalized propane service for customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. Now in their 80th year, Superior Energy goes above and beyond with their customer-first focus. Call 800-242-0427 to discuss your propane needs, or visit propanect.com for a live chat.
You're not up in the clouds or down in the canyon. You're not on the open seas or on top of a monstrous mountain. You're simply in the afterglow. Hi, I'm Father John. Welcome to our time together to unwind, untangle, and get it all together. We bridge the gap as day meets night and the sun bows to today's final curtain call, inviting us into the afterglow. This is a spectacular time to go for a walk, with or without the dog, with or without your spouse, but never leave behind your radio. Take us with you wherever you go, even if it's over the internet. We especially travel well with smartphone technology. WJMJ is available wherever you go. Don't forget us. A walk through the sunset and into the afterglow is very healthy for you, I promise you. So for now, after another productive day, let's just get back into our time together to relax and enjoy some quiet reflection time. It's music, meditation, and the inspiration that will keep us connected right here in the afterglow. Well, we're together in the afterglow, a good place to be this time of day. No, the best place to be. We watch out for you. Only your best interests are our interests. And after an intense day of work or worry, stress and strain that comes with the day-to-day confrontations of managing life, well, we offer you peace, comfort, and relaxation in the afterglow. Music, meditation, inspiration, and information you can sink your teeth into, all free of calories. Well, on this day in history, a group of people made an attempt to fight for their freedom. Fidel Castro gave himself the title of Prime Minister of Cuba back in 1959. And because of his communist ties, Cuba was suddenly a threat to the United States, being that it was the closest communist country to America. President Kennedy decided to use CIA agents to lead a ground militia of Cubans to overthrow their dictator. The CIA agents arrived in Cuba on this day in 1961 with tanks and fighter jets to help the uprising. They were able to invade Cuba, but were greatly outnumbered by the Cuban army. The conflict lasted 3 days and ended with victory for Fidel Castro's army. About 4,000 lives were lost during the invasion, and another 1,000 were captured. The prisoners of war were to be sentenced to jail for 30 years, but the U.S. negotiated to have them and their families released from the country. The failed invasion helped to strengthen the position of Castro's leadership, made him a national hero, and entrenched the rocky relationship between the former allies. It also strengthened the relations between Cuba and the Soviet Union. Tonight we remember the anniversary of the Bay of Pigs invasion. And also today, we celebrate the birth anniversary of one of Hollywood's most critically acclaimed actors, William Holden. He was born on this day in 1918 as William Franklin Beadle Jr. in O'Fallon, Illinois. Holden's first starring role was in the 1939's Golden Boy, and he received his first Oscar for his role in Stalag 17 in 1953. Holden also made waves in television, making a memorable cameo appearance on an episode of I Love Lucy in 1955, and winning an Emmy Award in 1973 for his role in the TV film The Blue Knight. William Holden also has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for his contributions to the film industry. On November 12, 1981, William Holden died at his home in Santa Monica when he suffered from a serious head injury. After his death, his wife, actress Stephanie Powers, set up the William Holden Wildlife Foundation to support wildlife conservation. And tonight in the Afterglow, we remember William Holden on his 106th birth anniversary as one of Hollywood's greatest actors.
How do I lose out to a guy who's average at best, a face that's easy on the eyes, but a name you'll soon forget? He's just more of the same, so let me take his place. That should be me, and you know why. I'll never let you down, never let you down. If you give a guy a chance, he'll only let you down, only let you down. You best believe I'm your leading man. So let me tell you, I can do it all. I walk on the wire, anything that your heart desires. And to be frank, I'm cool like Sinatra, the kind of guy you take home to mama. Try me out, I swear I'll deliver. Soon you'll see in me there's a future. So pay attention, I've paid all my dues. I'm what you're looking for, nice to meet you. All the other guys, they are so interchangeable. Little talent, yeah, but you know that's debatable. Toss them to the left, irreplaceable. And put your money on me, I'm bankable. Don't count me out, I guarantee that I'll make you fall in love with me. What am I doing wrong? I waited for too long, long. I'll never let you down, never let you down. If you give a guy a chance, he'll only let you down, only let you down. You best believe I'm your leading man. I'll never let you down, never let you down. Hey! I'll never let you down, never let you down. If you give a guy a chance, he'll only let you down, only let you down. You best believe
That was Will J with Leading Man to celebrate the 106th birth anniversary of actor William Holden. Can't get much better than that in the Afterglow. Time now to trace and piece together the individual bits and fragments of life to try to get a vision of the whole picture. So let's journey now toward the intersection of where faith meets life. You see, there are two kinds of people in the world. There are those who see a problem, define and describe the problem, complain about the problem, and finally become part of the problem. And then there are those who look at a problem and immediately begin searching for a solution. For the problem person, life is an uphill battle. But if you are among the solution seekers, life will present you with many exciting opportunities for growth. The choice is entirely up to you. You can either be part of the problem or part of the solution. It's all too easy to become a part of the problem. Anyone focusing on a number of conflicting facts and possible scenarios can come up with a dozen reasons why something cannot be. it's much harder to set your mind to work on ways in which the problems can be solved. What proves to be an insurmountable obstacle for problem people becomes an opportunity for growth for the solution seekers. There is an old story about two men who were walking along a forest path at night. Suddenly, both fell into a large pit. Escape seemed impossible without outside help. Lamenting their terrible misfortune, one man sat and did nothing. The other man immediately began to search for an escape. While groping in the dark, his hand touched a long tree root hanging from the side of the wall. He quickly pulled himself out of the pit, helping his complaining friend out as well. The challenge you face may not be as extreme as falling into a pit, but the decision you make about handling it will be crucial in terms of success or failure now and in the future. You may be given the opportunity to engage in gossip. Perhaps you'll join others in complaining about a coworker. You may be tempted to disobey a company policy just because everyone else is doing it. In each case, you can either be part of the problem or part of the solution. Whichever role you choose will have an enormous impact on your future. When you're part of the problem, you contribute to making the problem larger and more difficult to solve. For example, while there is a growing awareness of the need to conserve the Earth's natural resources, some people still neglect to recycle. The result is a larger volume of garbage, which strains the increasingly limited capacity of waste disposal sites. On the other hand, a little effort made to deal with waste products in an ecologically sound manner results in less trash to deal with. Recycling may be only one step toward the solution of the complex environmental issue we face today, but by doing your own small part, you become part of the solution. Try to make a conscious effort always to be a solution seeker. Remember, it doesn't take any courage, genius, or effort to be a problem person. Becoming a solution seeker makes you feel good about yourself and confident of your capabilities. It also evokes feelings of admiration in those around you. They will see that you are a person who knows how to get things done. Through your positive, goal-driven approach, you may even inspire them onto greater levels of achievement. When two or more solution seekers get together, there is just no limit to what they can do. Knowing faith, living faith, means being a solution seeker, finding the solution to problems we face, either alone or together. That's where faith meets life.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place, and the world will be a better place for you and me.
That was Annie Lennox and Al Green with their version of Put a Little Love in Your Heart. And we're in the afterglow, as close as we can get to the arms of love, right here on WJMJ at 88.9 on that overcrowded FM dial, where you've got so many choices of radio stations to listen to. I thank you for making the choice for WJMJ. As for me, I'm Father John, and thank you for sharing some of your time with me this evening. Are you familiar with your family's history? Now, more specifically, do you know how your family came to America? Ever since America was first founded by Christopher Columbus, people have ventured from all over the world to the U.S. in search of a better life. And there is one place in particular that was seen as the gateway to America, and we celebrate that gateway today on Ellis Island Family History Day. It's a day to honor our immigrants and their descendants who came through Ellis Island and commemorate their contributions to our great society. The Ellis Island Immigration Station was created by the government so that the swell of immigrants could become American citizens faster. The reason that we are celebrating Ellis Island today is because in 1907, the greatest number of immigrants finished the process of becoming American citizens on this day. The Ellis Island Immigration Station was shut down in 1954, but it is still an important part of our country's history. Over 100 million Americans can trace their lineage back to an immigrant who made it through Ellis Island and on to greater opportunities. So today we celebrate those brave immigrants who left behind their homelands, took a chance and a risk, crossed the sea to help make America the country that it is today on Ellis Island Family History Day. Now tell me, do you have any bad habits? It's okay, everyone does. It's part of being human, I guess. Like smoking or biting your nails. But does someone also nag you to reform your life and give up those bad habits? It may be annoying, but that person is really trying to help you out. But you know what you can do about it, huh? Celebrate Blah 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 Day. What's Blah 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 Day? Well, I thought you'd ask. It's a day to give in and listen to the advice of all those who want you to give up those bad habits. Today's the day to stop smoking, take out the trash, empty the cat litter, lose weight, pick up your clothes, put dirty dishes in the sink, get a job, or quit your job. Today, do all the things that people nag you about, like taking out the trash, or doing your laundry, or quit biting your nails, or stop smoking. Hey, I know someone who's really good at nagging. Hello, Marie. Marie, how you doing? You know, I have some news that will cheer you up. Today is Blah 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 Day. Oh, you don't know what Blah 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 Day is? That's a surprise to me. Blah 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 Day is a day to do the things people nag you about. Now, I've been trying to get you to stop smoking for years. So, today's the day. Today's the day for you to crush the cigarettes and finally stop smoking.
What did you say? I know I saw you singing, but my ears won't stop ringing long enough to hear those sweet words. What did you say? End of the day, I just have to hear those sweet words spoken like a melody. All your love is a lost balloon rising up through the air. Did you have a hard time sleeping? 'Cause the heavy moon was keeping me awake, and all I know is I'm just glad. glad to see you again.
Those Sweet Words by Norah Jones. And we're together sharing moments and making them work for us in the afterglow. Think about it time now in the afterglow. Now, my Italian grandmother's spaghetti sauce was a wonder to behold. After church on Sundays, our family would always gather around for a huge Sunday dinner that was more a feast than a meal. For hours before, the smell of the simmering sauce would fill the house and I would breathe in deep with delight. Nana would slowly cook Italian sausages, meatballs, and pieces of chicken in it, too. And then she would boil enough spaghetti to feed a small army and slice the loaves of Italian bread that she had baked earlier. When I finally sat down at the table, I could just feel my taste buds jumping for joy in my mouth. And by the time dinner was done, both my stomach and my heart would be full of happiness. Well, for years, I even tried to duplicate Nana's recipe, but was never able to get it exactly right. I would always measure out just the right amounts of garlic, parsley, bay leaves, salt, sugar, pepper, and olive oil to add to the tomato sauce. I would simmer it slowly and stir it with care, but you know something? It never came out as good as hers. Finally, one day it dawned on me that I was missing the secret ingredient that made hers so special. Love. You see, Nana always served her spaghetti with a big smile, a gentle hug, and the loving words, "Mangia, mangia, eat, eat." I could always taste her love for us in every bite. Love is the secret ingredient in life, too. The more you love, the more your life will taste like joy. The more love you give to others, the more your days will become a feast of happiness that never ends. The more love you share, the more you become like the greatest chef of all, God. I think that I'll try my hand at making Nana's sauce again this weekend. It may never taste as good as hers, but cooking it will bring back the memories of her love and her laughter. And while I am slowly stirring it, I may even feel her and God smiling down on me from heaven. Something to think about.
City light shine on the harbor, night has fallen down. Through the darkness and the shadow, I will still go on. Long, long journey through the darkness, long, long way to go. But what are
That was Enya with a song called Long, Long Journey. And since before Easter, many have begun that long, long journey toward peace and reconciliation, repairing a broken relationship or the fragmented lives that once were bound by love, only to be replaced by betrayal and infidelity. Time to make things right. Begin that long, long journey to peace and reconciliation. It can happen, you know. Easter miracles are still happening throughout this Easter season. Believe it. Thanks be to God. Now, if peace and relaxation have still eluded you and you need a double dose in the Afterglow this evening, you can hear it all over again, or if you joined us late, well, that's all right, too. I know many people who are never on time. But you can rewind time and listen from the very beginning. Just go to our website, wjmj.org. Under the WJMJ tab, you'll find the In the Afterglow podcast menu. Click on tonight's show and listen again, or for the first time, to what you missed. A song, a story, where faith meets life. Listen again. You're in the driver's seat, in control, when you visit WJMJ.org. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. When you're feeling most alive and present, what's going on? What are you doing? What do you love? Take a moment to take one thing that you know you really love, imagine it, sense yourself engaged in what you love. What's going on inside you that makes this so precious? Sense who you are when you're doing what you love. Know that this is another pathway to belonging, to your heart, to aliveness. This is a pathway to living with a sense of possibility in every moment.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Wednesday of the third week of Easter. I will not reject anyone who comes to me, says Jesus. The people have followed Jesus out of hunger, searching for the food they know only He can give. The Master is concerned for their bodily well-being, but He's also concerned for their immortal souls. The people have come to see Him, but sadly, they do not see Him properly. They see a Savior of the body, but not yet of the soul. For His part, Jesus wants them to see Him not just as the provider of bread, but as the bread itself. Gently, He reels them in like fish on a line. They have a hunger that goes beyond the acquisition of bread, which they realize will quickly go stale. Having satisfied one appetite, He wants them to go on searching for eternal satisfaction. Despite their curiosity, they are not yet ready to commit themselves. They still have reservations. Jesus' promise that they will have eternal life is so extravagant that they hang back. It seems too good to be true. Where is the catch? Often, when our uncertainty is confronted by an unusual and challenging person, we tend to reject him out of hand. Everyone, it seems, is looking for commitment, but no one is ready to commit themselves. Jesus reassures the people that He did not come to amuse Himself with them. He wants them to see the Father in Him, just as in them He sees the precious lives that belong to the Father, whose will he came to do. He cannot rest until all those belonging to the Father are reconciled to him. Sharing food with friends brings us closer together. Sharing the eternal food, Jesus, will bring us even closer to each other and closer to God. Can we throw caution to the winds and simply take Jesus at his word? Can we really believe that he will raise us up on the last day? It seems to us an enormous leap of faith into the dangerous unknown. But it is the chance of spending eternity in his company. Heavenly Father, help us to take our chance with Jesus.
I used to see in black and white, never something in between, waiting on the love of my life to come into my dreams. Everything in shades of gray, never any blues or greens. I needed someone else to turn to, someone who could help me learn to see all the beauty that was waiting for me. You put the blue back in the sky. You put the rainbow in my eyes, the silver lining in my prayers, and now there's color everywhere. You put the red back in the rose, just when I needed it the most. You came along to show you care, and now there's color everywhere. So predictable, never any mystery. But ever since you shined the light, all of that is history. Now I have a hand to hold and a reason to believe. There's someone in my life worth living for. I was hanging around just to wish on a star to put the happiness back in my heart. And you put the blue back in the sky. You put the rainbow in my eyes, the silver lining in my prayers, and now there's color everywhere. You put the red back.
And now on this Wednesday, the 17th day of April, in the third week of Easter, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones. Soothe your suffering ones. Pity your afflicted ones. Shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Dear God, I thank you that you give me the strength I need to live through each day to face all that I must face. The greatest thing I face today is nothing in the light of your ability to do miracles in it. Strengthen me by the power of your Spirit to stand strong and courageous in the midst of intimidating situations. Give me the power to rise above all opposition and any fear I have as I look toward the challenges in my life right now. I come to you to draw on your strength and power. I ask you to be with me to strengthen me in all areas where I feel weak. I pray that you will help me to stand strong, no matter what comes against me. Save me from the things that would try to destroy me. Your power is far greater than that which I fear could crush me. Thank you that because I draw close to you constantly, you are always near me to be my strength.
I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul. I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul. When I'm found in your presence, Lord, my flesh and bones take rest. My soul is touched with a love I trust completely. I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul. I hunger and thirst for
not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for your faithful love and fidelity. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?"
But our God is in the heavens and wills whatever should be done. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands.
They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have nostrils, but they cannot smell.
They have hands, but they cannot feel. They have feet, but they cannot walk. They make no sound from their throats. Their makers will come to be like them, as will all who trust in them.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The moon and stars, they went. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen, his body on the cross, his blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him. One final breath he gave as heaven looked away. The Son of God was laid in darkness.
I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and an arrogant man, but I have been mercifully treated because I acted out of ignorance in my unbelief. Indeed, the grace of our Lord has been abundant, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Of these, I am the foremost, but for that reason I was mercifully treated, so that in me as the foremost, Christ Jesus might display all his patience as an example for those who would come to believe in him for everlasting life. To the King of ages, incorruptible, invisible, the only God, honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Saul, who once tried to destroy the church, became an apostle to the Gentiles.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold.
Spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Saul, who once tried to destroy the church, became an apostle to the Gentiles. God of all creation, in Jesus you shower us with your abundant grace. In hope we pray.
O God, make haste to help us.
Increase our understanding of the Eucharist and let us be bread for others. In hope we pray.
O God, make haste to help us.
Impart your courage and strength to women in crisis pregnancies and protect the unborn from harm. In hope we pray.
O God, make haste to help us.
Give to all the faithful departed the joys of eternal life. In hope we pray.
O God, make haste to help us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God bless us with every gift of the Spirit and guide our hearts into the ways of peace. Through Jesus, our light. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know.
I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul. I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you call your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor.
Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth, according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May the God of hope fill you with every joy in believing. May the peace of Christ abound in your hearts. May the Holy Spirit enrich you with his gifts now and forever. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.